Harold Watson.
Mr. Watson?
Yeah.
My name is Roy Mercer. I'm over here in Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
Was you over here Saturday night over the weekend at the little Irish festival over
there? Yeah, Sure was.
Yeah. Well, I was just getting ready to tell you, you're the little fella's dancing ass is getting ready to get whooped.
Oh, yeah?
And then,
how's that?
Well, my little stepdaughter, Letitia, you was out there dancing with her. She told me Saturday night, and she wasn't wearing green, and you started getting handsy with her and pinching her on the butt and such, and then took her over and got her drunk in the beer tent.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
and
sure.
That's what she told me. She don't usually lie to her stepdaddy.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about as far as that goes.
Well, what I'm talking about is you got her drunk, an underage girl drunk over her on the beer, and she got picked up for DUI after that on her way home.
Well, I didn't get anybody drunk.
By God, she said it was you.
Well, forget it, because it wasn't me.
Well, you're getting ready to get your little dancing ass whooped.
Sure.
Well, by God.
This guy used to be my friend.
What are you going to do for one now?
It's the last one I got.
Right. You're going to have to buy somebody.
You're going to have to be my friend now.
You got any money?
Harold Watson.
How come you'd hung up on me?
Well, what do you want?
Listen, I want you to take care of this dadgum DUI I got over here.
Look, I don't know how she even got my name, I had people with me the entire day, every minute of the day and night. I have witnesses that say where I was, when I was where.
So, I got me a little stepdaughter that says that it was you. They says it was you that got her drunk, and she ain't but 20 years old. That's too young to be a beer drinking. You got a beard, you're about 6 foot, a little over maybe.
No.
Kind of thin on top. Got your beard.
That matches half of the people down there.
Yeah. She said it was you. She ain't gonna make it a point of lying to me.
Well, first of all, I didn't give my name to anybody down there.
I'm supposed to take your word for that?
Well, I'm afraid you have to on that, because I didn't.
How long has it been since you've had your ass whooped?
I have been with somebody the entire weekend.
I got me about a barrel full of green ass whoop. I'm getting ready to cart over and pour all over you. It don't take me but about 2 hours to get from here to over to Fayetteville.
Well, all I can say is you're making a mistake. Because I can prove where I was, when I was.
If you don't own up to this and tell me that you're going to take care of this DUI, then you're just going to get your gall dang ass whooped. I don't care how many witnesses.
Had nothing to do with it.
I don't care how many witnesses you got.
Had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with what?
With anybody 20 years old.
By God, you shouldn't have. She still got bruises. I took me a couple of Polaroids of them. Hello?
What?
Harold.
You know when Irish eyes are crying?
Harold.
What the hell are you doing?
This is Phil and Brent.
Morning breeze.
I know. Figured that much.
Yeah, right.
What the hell's up?
Your number, buddy. Can't you find anything manlier to do on the weekends than dancing Irish jigs?
Haven't you got anything better to do?
I'm sorry. No, we don't. We're bored to hell, man.
Okay.
Oh, you were scared to death, and you know it.
Oh, well.
Come on, Harold.
Fess up. We'll leave you alone.
Like hell you will.